The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. How do we deny ourselves? You're doing part of it right now. You could have stayed home in a nice warm bed, all toasty, but you got up on this cool or cold morning, depending on where you're from, and you came to Mass. You denied that comfort so you could be present with those in our community. And that is a good thing. We at Holy Family, we have an amazing community here. There are some people we see all the time. In fact, some of us, we've got our pew, and God help the person who sits in my spot at church. Because some people don't like that. I know when my wife and I first started coming here, we'd sit in the very back pews of the church because that's where the good Catholics sat. And if you showed up late, they were taken. We just need to lose ourselves in our God. We need to see God's presence everywhere, in the beauty of the sky, in the moisture of the rain, in those times where we go, "Lord, I've had enough for the day." And God will look at you and go, "No, I've got something planned for you. Come. Take my hand. Let me show you." And when the Lord shows us what he has planned for us, we're overjoyed. We're going, "Wow, and I wasn't going to even think about doing this. But the Lord took me by the hand. He blessed me. He said, 'Come follow.'" So, as we go forth today in what is supposedly going to be a soggy one, remember, as we drive from here, there might be people who aren't having the best day, who have forgotten how to drive in the rain. Be kind to them. Instead of telling them where to go and how to get there, maybe just say, "Lord, bless them, for they, like me, need your help."